But that's all right.
没关系.
And, well, first of all, maybe just a little bit of introduction with my ministry right now, which is In-State Bible College.
我想跟大家就是分享一下现在我正在做的施工, 也就是In-State 圣经学院。
Hopefully, I was just in Taiwan last month in September.
上个月就是9月, 我在台湾,
to attend a graduation ceremony of some of the students we have at In-State Bible College.
参加 In-State 圣经学院的一批神学生的毕业典礼.
So you're going to see first a very short video of the graduation.
放一个毕业典礼的影片.
This is during the rehearsal, so you don't see anybody there.
这个是在预演, 所以没有观众在那里。
The current students singing for the graduates.
这个是在校生为毕业生献诗。
And Dr. Venditti was with me.
Venditti 博士跟我一起在那里。
This young man is the assistant pastor of the church. We pray for the graduates.
然后我们为毕业生一个一个的按手祷告。
Personally thank this church for supporting the In-State ministry
in translation work.
And this is a few PowerPoint slides. So I'm working with a group of 19 churches in Taiwan that belongs to the Grace Churches, 淮恩教会.
所以现在我跟台湾的一个教会系统叫淮恩教会，一共有19间教会一起合作来做这个In-State。
These churches were founded by the indigenous Taiwanese people.
这个教会是由台湾的原住民建立的。
And this may be too small for you to see, but they have their own discipleship training school.
这个是他们的门徒训练课程。
So In-State is now their foundational component in the highest level of Bible and theological training.
所以现在在他们的圣经跟神学的训练里面呢, 你可以看到 In-State 是他们最高一级, 就是最进阶的这个课程。
In order for the students to study in In-State, they have to go through some preliminary courses in N1, N2, and N3.
所以如果他们想要上 In-State 课程的话呢, 他们必须要先, 完成前面这四个课程。
Okay. But that's a very interesting concept that the church actually has its own Bible college.
所以, 这个教会呢, 它有自己的圣经学院, 我觉得这是一个很有趣的概念。
In fact, I will be doing my dissertation on that topic area with the people in Taiwan.
然后我的博士论文我就打算要做这个研究，就是跟台湾的教会一起来合作。 合作来写，就是说，教会有自己的圣经学院。
But if anyone here who has gone through level one of InState and want to participate in the research, just let me know.
如果这边有已经上过 InState 弟兄姐妹，然后你想要参与我的研究计划，你可以来跟我说。
And Pastor Janet Lin is the InState coordinator, and her husband James.
这个 Janet Lin 就是这个太太是。一个牧师，然后他是 InState 在那边的负责人，
yeah.
是他的先生 James。
Yeah. Pastor Jenna is an amazing woman.
这个 Pastor Jenna 牧师是个非常了不起的女人。
She's certainly a wife and a mother of two young children, a boy and a girl.
她就是有两个孩子，一个男孩，一个女孩，两个都还小。
She's also the pastor of the mother church.
她也是那个母会的牧师。
And she's also the director of the Discipleship Training School.
然后他也是这个门徒训练学校的负责人。
And I actually had a chance to visit Shanghai. Pastor Victor Pond, their senior pastor, and his wife actually started to lead InState Group in Shanghai.
然后我也去了上海的 InState 的这个分校，这个是牧师。叫 Victor，
潘牧师，
也是潘牧师，还有跟他太太。
Yeah. So actually, he and his wife led the group.
然后他跟他太太在那里教这个课程。
When they go to Shanghai or China, they spend 2 or 3 months there.
他们一去上海呢，就在那待两三个月。
And next year they will graduate the first group, so I hope to be able to be there with them.
然后下一年就会有第一届毕业生从上海毕业，然后我也希望再去探访他们。
And I preached at the church that actually Dr. Brian preached at about 3 years ago.
然后这个我这次在这边讲到，这个就是三年前Dr. Brian 博士在那里讲到的那个教会。
Two things have changed.
两件事情已经不同了。
One, they're meeting at a different location.
他们的教会聚会地方已经改变了。
And two, they don't use instruments.
然后他们是不用任何的乐器的。
And you could understand perhaps why that is happening.
你当然也可以理解，就是他们现在因为不想声音太大的关系。
And on the same Sunday afternoon, I preach at another church, which is on a farm.
然后礼拜天的时候，我又到另外一个教会，是在一个农场上面的教会讲道。
And in between time, this may not be very clear. Huawei and Arabelle had a University of Oregon reunion.
然后我们教会的何伟弟兄跟 Arabelle 就在他们家举办了一个 UO 的这个校友会。
So congratulations to the University of Oregon football team yesterday.
顺便那个恭喜一下 UO 的橄榄球队昨天非常杰出的表现。
Even though Pastor Ricky had to suffer a little bit.
虽然看的时候有一点心惊胆跳。
Okay.But Xin Xin and Albert were there, and Yila and Michael.
我们当中的
Xin
Xin、陈磊还有Yila跟他先生 Michael 也在那里。
And Nene was there.
Nene 也在这里，如果有人记得他。
Probably, you know, many of you don't know them, but you know, when we think about the impact of this church, it's just not in Eugene. It's pretty much all over the world.
所以我们可以看到这个教会的。
Students go after they graduate.
从这边毕业的学生，他们到世界各地去，所以在那边他们还是继续结果子。
So that's kind of just a brief update. Continue to pray for the ministry.
所以请大家继续为我的事工来祷告。
And for the translation work.
还有 InState 课程的这些翻译的工作。
We have about 10 more books to translate.
我们还有十本书要翻译。
And then also we are.Starting translations in new languages.
然后我们现在也开始翻译，就是新的语言，不只是中文。
So this morning, I want to speak, continue to speak from 1 Peter.
所以今天早上我们继续来看到彼得前书。
And if, as you know, we know Peter was writing to Christians who were being persecuted.
所以我们知道彼得是写信给这个被逼迫的基督徒。
And where were these Christians?
他们人在哪里呢？
They were living in what is today's Turkey.
他们居住的地方就是今天的土耳其。
And if you read the newspaper lately, Turkey has been in the news.
如果你最近有在看新闻的话呢，土耳其常被新闻报道。
And at the end of this letter, Peter sent greetings from a church.
在这个信的结尾呢，彼得写信，不是，就是问候跟祝福那些教会的人。
And she says, she, the church, who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings, and so does my son Mark.
他说在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安，我儿子马可也问你们安。
In the Bible, Babylon was often used to refer to the world's power, a world system that was against God.
在圣经里面呢，常用巴比伦这个城市来做一个比喻，就是比喻那些社会上反对神的一股力量。
And the Babylon of Peter's time was Rome.
那么在彼得那个时代呢，巴比伦就是罗马。
And last week, Brother Moses preached on Peter's instructions to Christian servants or slaves and wives.
上个礼拜摩西弟兄就是讲到。给基督徒的奴隶还有太太还有somebody else 的一些教导。
The slaves and the wives back in those days, you know, they represent the powerless, the marginalized in the Roman household.
当时的太太就是太老婆们跟那个奴隶们都是社会上非常没有能力非常被歧视跟鄙视的一群人。
But Peter encouraged people like that to live as Christ had lived as an example.
那么彼得就鼓励他们说呢，你们应该要像耶稣基督一样活出你们的那个榜样来。
Christ suffered unjustly, but he did not reciprocate with abuse.
那么耶稣基督虽然被不公平的对待了，但是他并没有以恶报恶。
Instead, he entrusted himself to the God who judges justly.
但是他就把他的冤情完全交给神，因为知道神是按公义审判人的。
It was by his death that people who believe in his crucifixion and resurrection can be restored to relationship.With our God.
那么就是因为他的死，所以我们这些相信他的人能够修复我们与神之间的关系。
So, doing good things in the middle of unjust suffering, the reason for that is that it may bring to faith of those who have actually abused them.
那么在我们要在苦难当中去行善的原因，就是因为我们可以让那些增加给我们苦难的人，就是苦待我们的人呢，看到这些榜样而愿意来相信主。
You know, sometimes we don't think of submission as doing good, but it is. Submission is a very important part of what doing good is.
有时候我们不觉得顺服是行善的一部分。但是其实是的，在行善这个里面呢，顺服是很重要的一块。
So now Peter turns to doing good as it applies not only to slaves and wives, but to Christians in general.
那么彼得讲完了这个奴隶跟女人的行善之外，他要对所有基督徒讲什么叫行善。
And we are to do good both in the middle of suffering and to do good even if it brings on suffering.
然后他说呢，如果我们在苦难当中呢，我们要继续行善，而且呢，不但如此，万一我们行善会带来更多苦难，我们还是要行善。
But how do we bring meaning to what Peter had to say into our own lives?
但是我们怎么样把彼得的教导应用在我们的生活当中呢？
How do we get beyond just showing sympathy for Christians in Turkey or in Syria and other parts of the world that are suffering?
那么我们知道世界各地很多的基督徒，比如说在土耳其的基督徒或者在叙利亚的基督徒，现在可能都是在受苦当中。我们除了寄予同情之外，我们还能做什么呢？
And that's what I want to share with all of you today. And if you're taking notes, here's the outline.
这个就是我们今天的大纲了，如果你有想要记笔记的话。
Doing good because we are loved.
我们行善是因为我们被疼爱。
Doing good because we just sang those songs because we have hope.
行善是因为我们有盼望。
And doing good because we are victorious.
我们行善是因为我们已经得胜。
And the passage opens with these words.
那么这段经文一开头讲的就是这些话。
Peter said, finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing.
彼得说，总而言之，你们都要同心。 彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。You
know, some people say, well, first eight is how we should treat one another within the body of Christ, and first nine is how we should treat people outside the body of Christ, the non-believers.
有些解经家就说，第八节指的是我们要怎么样对待教会里面的主内弟兄姐妹，然后第九节指的就是你要怎么样对待那些外面的这个，就是在为难你的这些人。But
if you were, you and I are honest, we could say that many times Christians behave more like how people behave in first nine.
但是呢，我们如果老实讲的话，有时候基督徒彼此之间对待的方式也很像第九节形容的那样子。And
yes, Peter was writing to Christians, and yet you, like me, might have known people who were not Christians who have high morals.
那彼得当然这信是写给基督徒，但是我们都认识那些不是基督徒，但是道德非常高尚的人，对吧？
So then what's the difference between doing good for a Christian and doing good for a non-Christian?
那么我们对行善对基督徒跟对不是基督徒来讲中间有什么差别呢?
When Peter said, you were called.
彼得说你们是蒙召的。
That is a very key phrase.
这是非常重要的一点。
Being called means that our identity is not derived from what we do, but who we are in Christ.
蒙召的意思就是说呢，我们的身份并不取决于我们做了什么，我们的行为，而是取决于我们是谁的孩子，我们跟耶稣基督有关联。And
this is probably one of the key verses from 1 Peter.
所以这个可能就是彼得前书当中非常重要的一节。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who what? Who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. That is God's love for us.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬呢？谁呢？就是那个召你们出奇妙入黑暗，入奇妙光明者的美德。这个是神对我们的爱。In
fact, the Greek word that's translated into church, ecclesia, means the called out ones.
那么其实教会这个词呢，在希腊文的原文里面 ，ecclesia 意思就是被召呼召出来的一群人。
You and I are called out from darkness into light by God's love.
我们呢是从黑暗当中被神的爱呼召出来的一群人。
So we do good not to gain God's love.
所以我们行善呢，不是为了要得到神的爱。
God already loved us beyond measure.
因为神爱我们已经超乎可能性了。We
do good from God's love that we have received.
我们行善是为了要从神的爱，把神的爱传出去。
Okay. That's a big difference.
这是很大的差别。
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
We are to demonstrate agape, unconditional love, as Christ has demonstrated to us.
我们要像耶稣给我们的爱一样，他给我们的爱是无条件的，所以我们爱也是无条件的。
So doing good is a response to God's call.
所以行善就是为了回应神的呼召。
To imitate Christ and to give God.Not us, to give God the glory.
行善也是为了要仿效基督，然后把荣耀归给神。
And Peter in the passage used the example of David from Psalm 34.
然后彼得也用了这个诗篇二十四章的一个三十四章的一个例子。
And it's interesting that Peter emphasized the importance of our tongue, what we say.
彼得在这边说明我们的舌头，我们讲出来的话语有多么的重要。
And you know the story that King Saul, who happened to be in the family of David, he was David's what father-in-law.
那么他用的这个例子就是说扫罗王哈，扫罗王是大卫王的岳父。
And he pursued David and threatened his life, forcing David to live for a time with the enemies of Israel, the Philistines.
那么这个岳父呢，追杀自己的女婿，把他追杀到天涯海角，到最后大卫没办法跑去跟以色列人的敌人，也就是非利士人一起居住。
And in Psalm 34, when the Philistines realized who he was, David pretended to be insane to protect himself.
那在这个诗篇三十四篇里面说呢，当非利士人发现说，这不是那个以色列人的大卫吗？大卫只好装疯卖傻来保护他自己。
And if you were David, how would you treat? What would you think of Saul?
那么如果你是大卫，你会怎么样对待保罗扫罗呢
？A relative of yours.
是你的亲人哦。
The one who wants to get rid of you, to kill you.
他想要杀了你，把你除掉。
What would you say?
你见到他的时候，你要跟他说什么
？When David had a chance to kill Saul, this is what he said to Saul.
当大卫有机会可以杀掉扫罗的时候呢，他这样子说。
He said, "This day you have seen with your own eyes how the Lord delivered you into my hands in the cave. Some had urged me to kill you, but I spare you. I said, I will not lay my hand." On my Lord, because He is the Lord's anointed.
他说：“今日你亲眼看见，在洞中耶和华将你交在我手里。有人叫我杀你，我却爱惜你，说我不敢伸手害我的主，因为他是耶和华的受膏者。”
That was David's example of doing good.
大卫在这里行善的例子是什么呢
？Doing good even when he was unjustly abused.
就是他在被不公平的对待甚至是虐待之后呢他还是行善
Unfortunately, I have heard words that come out of Christians' mouths which made me wonder what Bible they were reading.
有时候我听到一些基督徒讲的话我都觉得他们读的是哪个版本的圣经
You know, how many times have I heard the spouse of a marriage condemning, blaming the other person?
有时候我也听见在婚姻里面那个配偶互相的指责甚至互相的诅咒
Yes, it is you know, easy to say I will bless the Lord at all times when things are going well
当我们一切顺利的时候我们说凡事赞美主那很容易
But Psalm 34 David sang this song in the night of adversity
那么在诗篇三十四篇大卫的那首诗呢他却是在苦难当中所唱的歌
We could only do that if we do good from God's love
我们只有接受神的爱然后来行善才有办法 做出这样的事。
God is a loving Father to us. He watches over us and He listens to us.
上帝是我们慈爱的天父，他也看顾我们，他也聆听我们。
Doing good means we are careful in our speech and we seek and pursue peace.
行善的意思就是我们的行为跟言语都要非常的小心，然后我们是去寻求和平。
We do good not so that God will love us more, but we do good because God already loved us beyond measure.
我们行善也不是为了让神爱我们，因为神已经爱我们超乎一切可能性了。
Secondly,
第二点，
doing good because we have hope.
我们行善是因为我们有盼望。
You know, one thing that prevents us from doing good is fear.
Is what?
Fear, 害怕。
我们有时候不去行善的原因是我们害怕、恐惧。
Indeed, in some countries, you can be punished by the government authorities if you publicly share the good news of Jesus.
有些国家呢，如果你公开的传福音、宣扬耶稣基督的好消息的话呢，就会被处罚。
But in this country, we could share the good news openly, but maybe we fear more about how other people may take advantage of us if we are being too nice.
我们在这个国家呢，我们可以公开自由的来分享福音，但是我们可能会害怕这样子做，是因为我们怕别人来占我们的便宜。
I still remember when I was young and my mom would do something good for me and I don't appreciate it.
我记得我年轻的时候呢，有时候我妈为我做一些事情，她是为我好，但是我很不喜欢。
And then my mom would always say this in Cantonese.
然后我妈妈就会用广东话说：“
真系好心冇好报。”
真是好心没好报。
Cantonese is very, very unique. So you know, 没有 they have a new word, 冇 it's like 有 except without the two.Strokes, right?
广东话真是非常有趣的一个语言。他们说没有，就是说谋，然后谋那个字就是有里面，可是没有中间的两画，就把它拿走，就变成没有。
I'm sure Sarah is learning all about Cantonese.
Sarah 可能现在也是在学广东话。
It's a unique dialect.
是一个很特别的方言。
But you may remember, you know, one such case is when one Sabbath day, you know.Jesus was in the synagogue and a man with a shriveled hand came to him.
还有另外一个故事，你们可能也记得，就是有一次耶稣在圣殿里面，然后有一个手枯干的人来耶稣这边求医治。
And the Pharisees in the synagogue asked, you know, Jesus, you know, is it lawful to heal someone on the Sabbath?
那法利赛人就来为难耶稣了，说安息日的时候医治人可以的吗？
And then Jesus knew that they were trying to trick him.
耶稣知道他们是想要找茬。
And so he said, if you have a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, would you not want to go and then lift it out to help that sheep?
他说如果你有一只羊掉到坑里面了，安息日的时候掉到坑里面，难道你不会去把它救出来吗？
And Jesus said, how much more valuable is a person than a sheep?
那耶稣就说人可比羊贵重多了。
So he said, it is lawful today, day of worship,
所以他说
to do good work.
在今天安息日应该要敬拜的日子来行善是可以的。
And then he said to the man with the shriveled hand, stretch out your hand, and he by faith did that, and he was completely restored.
然后呢，耶稣就对那个手枯干的人说：“你把手伸出来。”他靠着信心把手伸出来，他就手就复原了。
Yeah. Isn't that exactly what Peter was saying to the slaves and the wives?
那好像就是跟彼得对奴隶还有做太太的人说的教导一样。
By doing good, other people are restored as a result.
你行善的时候，别人可以因着你的善行得到复原。
But then.What happened after Jesus did the good work?
但是耶稣行善之后发生什么事呢？
The Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus.
法利赛人就出去商议怎么样把耶稣除掉。
Do you think that Jesus was aware of what they wanted to do when he did the healing?
你觉得耶稣在医治这个人的时候，知不知道法利赛人想害他呢？
I think he did.
我觉得他应该知道的。
But he went ahead and did the good work anyway.
他还是行善。
So we do good work not out of obligation or wanting something in return, but we do it out of compassion.
所以我们行善不是为了有这个责任不得不做，或者是
什么时候同情同情心，
或者是有什么其他的理由，而是为了爱这个人的关系。
In fact, Peter said.If you are eager, you know, not just to do good, but eager, really, really wanted to do good, then there's nothing we should be afraid of.
彼得就说，如果你真的非常热切的想要行善，那么你就不用怕任何事情。
Because praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope.Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因为愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
So we can do good without fear, because we have hope, not only just any hope, but a living hope that came about because of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们行善是不用害怕的。我们不用怕，是因为耶稣基督。
哦，被钉十字架死亡复活。
是因为耶稣基督从死里复活之后，赐给我们这个永活的盼望。
So again, our hope is based on Jesus' resurrection from the dead and His promise that He will come back again.
所以我们的盼望是立即在耶稣基督从死里复活，并且他应许他还会再来。
And how could you tell? Do you know how you could tell people who are actually hopeful?
那么你怎么样知道一个人是有盼望的人呢？
Hopeful people are restful people.
有盼望的人呢，通常都是很平静的。
Hopeful people are people who have a calmness in their manner.
有盼望的人呢，你可以从他的言行举止当中看得出 一股平静安稳。
Because remember what Jesus said.
因为耶稣说什么呢？
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Being gentle and humble in heart, in fact, is what Peter was telling those who are suffering.For doing good to be.
彼得告诉那些受苦的人，就是说心里面要谦卑跟温柔，就像耶稣基督说的一样，他说我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
So as people of hope, we are to be prepared to defend our faith, but do so in a gentle and respectful way.
所以我们作为有盼望的一群人，我们可以维护我们的信仰，但是是用一种温柔有敬畏的方式。
And we are always alert to seize on every opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus.
然后我们就抓住每一个机会去分享耶稣基督的福音。
So we do good because we are loved by God.
所以我们行善是因为我们被神所爱。
And we do good because we have a living hope in Christ.
我们行善是因为我们在耶稣基督里有永活的盼望。
And thirdly, we do good because we have the victory.
在第三点就是我们行善是因为我们已经得胜。
Because doing good is a part of waging war against Satan.
因为行善其实就是在对撒旦宣战。
But we do not fight.To gain victory, instead we fight from victory.
那我们宣战呢，并不是为了要得胜，而是因为已经得胜。
There's a big difference.
这个差别很大。
You know, in Revelation, it says, John said, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down.
在启示录十二章十节说，我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
Satan has already been defeated.
因为撒旦已经被打败了。
They triumphed, the saints over Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens and you who dwell in them.But pay attention here. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命。所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧。然后呢，大家注意看下面这句话哦。只是地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Satan knows that his time is short.
撒旦知道他的时间不多。
All the suffering around us caused by man-made and natural disasters should serve as a warning to us.
我们周围的很多的苦难，有些是人为的，有些是自然灾害，但是这些都对我们来讲是一个警告。
And they will only intensify because Satan knows that his time is short, but we should have a sense of urgency and yet not despair.
所以撒旦知道他的时间不多，所以他更加的做工，所以我们应该要警醒，因为我们也知道，我不至于绝望，但是我们要警醒。
Yeah, and recent events made me, even feel stronger about the urgency.
那么最近发生的一些事情，让我更加觉得有传福音的迫切性。
And there's a part of the passage this morning, which sometimes people try to explain in different ways.
这一节经文呢，很多时候有各种不同的解释。
It says, Jesus, after being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built.
这段经文说，耶稣复活之后呢，说他借着灵程去传道给那在监狱里的灵听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人。当时进入方舟借着水得救的人不多，只有八个人。
So there are different interpretations of what Jesus did within those 3 days or after he was resurrected.
所以有关于耶稣死了之后三天复活，那三天当中耶稣到底做了什么事情呢？
He went down to Hades, Yinjian Hades, to visit these imprisoned spirits.
那么他就是去了阴间去，给就是拜访这些监狱里面的灵。
And two popular views that they, these may be the people that die in the great flood during Noah's time.
那么其中一个解释就是这些是在大洪水的时候死掉的人。
And another explanation may be these are the sons of God referred to Genesis chapter 6 verse 2 who may also be called fallen angels.
那另外一解释是说可能这些是堕落的天使，就是在创世纪六章二节那边讲到上帝的神的子民，还是神的儿子，
神的儿
子。
But I believe in this.
但是我相信是这样。
Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
I would not look for a second chance after I die on this earth.
我可不想要死了之后才来求那第二次的机会。
If you do not believe in Jesus, today is a day you need to consider making that most important decision.
如果你还没有相信耶稣的话，那么今天就是最好的考虑时间来接受，来做这个最重要的决定。
The way I look at it simply is that Jesus proclaimed total victory, not only in heaven, on earth, but also Hades.
我认为耶稣呢，他的得胜是全面的，就是在天上、在地上和在阴间，他都已经宣扬了他的得胜。
And as Peter said, all angels, authorities, and powers are in submission to him.
那么彼得也说，所有的那些天使，他们有权柄、有大能，但是他们都还是顺服在神底下。
Do you have hope?
你有盼望吗？
Do you have confidence?
你有信心吗？
Doing good in the face of suffering requires confidence.
在遇见苦难，在面对痛苦的时候，还能够行善，这是必须要有信心跟盼望才做得到的。
And that confidence comes from having faith.
这个信心从哪里来呢？就是从我们的信仰而来。
By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear.Built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith.
挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救。因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
And with all that's going on around us, you know, you might think we are living in the times of Noah again.
我们看到我们周遭发生的事情，可能会觉得我们好像又活在了挪亚的时代。
Do you have the confidence to believe in what the Bible says?
你有没有那个信心去真正相信圣经里面说的话？
I don't know. I know. Sarah likes to read, right?
Yeah.
You like to read.
我知道Sarah 很喜欢看书。
I like to read.
我也很喜欢看书。
And I don't know if you like me, you know, some people would go into a bookstore and want to buy a book.
我不知道，有些人是这样，他们会进去逛书店，然后可能要买书。
And I would always kind of turn to the last pages to see how the story ends.
然后他们就会先把它翻到书的最后一页，看看故事结局如何。
But nowadays you go to Amazon, you don't always see the last page.
然后但现在你如果在那个 Amazon 上面试图，你没办法看到最后一页。
You know, there are two psychologists in University of California in San Diego.
在圣地亚哥的加大里面有两个心理学家。
And they actually did some research into this sort of thing.
他们就是研究了有关这件事情。
He said, you know, whether it's a movie or a book, the spoilers, you know, which means knowing the end of the movie or the end of the book, actually.Enhance our enjoyment of reading it or watching the movie, right?
他们的研究结果是显示说，如果你先知道电影的结局或先知道小说的结局，你再从头看的话，你会比较喜欢，你会比较享受那个阅读的过程。
I don't know if Sarah agrees with me or not, but no. But actually, you know, knowing the end of the story actually brings more pleasure when we read the story.
但我们如果先知道这个结局是主人公平安无事，可能我们在读的过程当中就会觉得比较开心。
So these are the experts, okay?
这个是专家说的话。
But in a way, I said before, how can you tell people with hope? People with hope are very peaceful, calm.
那么我就说，怎么样知道一个人是真正有盼望的呢？就是他是很平安的。
And how do you know people who knew the end of the story, who knew that Christ is already victorious? I think it's people that you always see a smile on their face.
那么你怎么样辨别哪些人是知道确信耶稣基督到最后会得胜的人呢？就是常常在脸上挂着笑容的人。
So when I know the end of the story in the Bible in Revelation, no matter how tough things may be, I can always have a smile on my face because I know how it's going to end.
所以我看到启示录圣经最后一本书讲的结局的时候，我就知道最后结局会怎么样。所以现在无论事情多么的困难，我都不会失去盼望。
Because I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True, with justice he judges and wages war.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判战争都按着公义。
That's our Lord Jesus, the victorious Lord Jesus coming again.
那就是我们得胜耶稣基督再来的时候。
And on his robe and on his thigh he has this name, his name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
在衣服和大腿上有明写着说是万王之王万主之主。Hallelujah.
That's why we can do good in the face of suffering.
这就是为什么我们受苦难的时候仍然能够行善。
And this is so applicable, especially in today's situation.
那么在今天的情况下特别的适用。
Martin Luther King gave a sermon back in 1957, you know, before the civil rights movement became a movement.
在1957年，马丁路德金博士就是在这个人权运动开始之前呢，他就讲了这一篇道。
He said, "For the person who hates the beautiful becomes ugly, and the ugly becomes beautiful."
他说，一个心里充满仇恨的人呢，漂亮的东西、美丽的东西，他把它当成丑陋的；丑陋的东西呢，他反而把它当成美丽的。
For the person who hates the good becomes bad, and the bad becomes good.
一个心里面充满仇恨的人呢，好的东西他把它当成坏的东西，坏的东西他反而当成好的东西。
And especially right now, for the person who hates, the true becomes false, and the false becomes true.
尤其在现在这个时代，对一个心里充满仇恨的人呢，他们把真理当作是谎言，把谎言当作是真理。
Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can.
黑暗是没有办法驱逐黑暗的，只有光能够驱逐黑暗。
That's what it's all about.
这就是结论。
You know, doing good because we are to represent the light of Jesus in this dark world.
因为我们行善，我们就好像耶稣基督的光照亮着黑暗的世界。
You know, the world says an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
世界上说呢，你们要以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
The world says.You do something for me, and I will do something for you.
世界上的人说，有来有往嘛，你为我做一些事情，我也为你做一些事情。
The world says, you have your rights.
世界上的人会说，你有你的权利。
But as Paul says, we did not learn Christ that way.
但是保罗却说呢，我们像基督所学的可不是这样。
Peter said.In his second letter, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
彼得在他的第二封信《彼得后书》里面说：“主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。”
It's interesting that Peter was not saying he's patient with those who are not believers.
彼得不是在说上帝对那些还没信的人很有耐心哦。
But he is patient with you. Peter was writing to Christians.
彼得当时在写信给已经是基督徒的人，所以呢，上帝他是宽容你们。
And that's what I mean when I say we do good.From God's love.
所以我刚才的意思就是说，我们行善是因为上帝先爱了我们。
Yeah, God gives us the privilege to continue to do good because there are still people perishing.
上帝给我们这个特权去行善，因为还有很多人走向灭亡的路。
So doing good when for the sake of Christ, when other people mock you.Spit at you and cause you pain is living the life of the cross.
所以在受苦难的时候行善，比如说如果有人对你侮辱你，对你吐口水、辱骂你， 那个时候呢，就是我们过着背十字架的生活。
In a life that's exemplified by holiness, humility, and forgiveness.
也是一个我们可以活出耶稣基督品格的机会，就是有一个谦卑的生命。
Now we have strength, we have peace and confidence because we are on God's mission, not our mission.But we are on God's mission.
我们有平安，有信心，有
神的。
No, the third thing in the list.
Confidence.
No, 平安信心。
Yeah.
还有一个东西，然后是因为我们是在过， okay. 我们是在为神做他的使命。
Yeah. So we fight.Not for victory, we already have victory.
所以我们不是为了得胜而征战，因为我们已经得胜了。
We strive not to have hope because we already have hope.
我们努力也不是为了得到盼望，因为我们已经有盼望了。
We do good not to earn God's love, but because God already loves us.
我们行善不是为了得到神的爱，因为神已经爱我们了。
And so when I was in Shanghai, speaking, encouraging.The brothers and sisters there.
我们我在上海在那边讲道，还有鼓励弟兄姐妹的时候。
Really, I feel very inadequate.
我真的是觉得很不足。
I should learn from them.
我真的应该要向他们学习。
I know nothing about suffering.
因为我实在是不知道什么叫受苦。
But many of them do.
但是他们那边的人真的知道什么叫受苦。
And in those situations.I would say, I don't know what I could give you.
在那样的情况里面，我会说，我实在不知道我能跟你说什么。
I don't know too many Chinese hymns.
我也不会唱很多的中国的诗歌。
The ones I know are very old.
我会唱的都太老了。
So if you don't mind, let's sing this hymn.
那么我们就唱这一首歌吧。
And so it's a hymn that hope maybe many of you know.
那么这首歌我想应该很多人都知道。
And I'm hoping Sarah could stay with me.
Actually, I have to play the piano.
Okay, she's going to play the piano. Or we could sing like the brothers and sisters in Shanghai with no accompaniment. But go ahead. I think it's, yeah. So we'll just sing 1, 3, and 5. There are 5 verses, but we'll sing the odd ones.